I talk a lot about why I think Bitcoin is such a great investment, but I want to give you the bear case, a structured breakdown of the different scenarios that could possibly change my mind about Bitcoin, that could drive it to irrelevance or maybe even to zero, even if I think they're unlikely. And spoiler alert, none of these have anything to do with the price. We're talking about if there was a violation of core principles, a failure to respond to an existential threat in time, if a better, more secure, decentralized alternative achieves network effects and adoption, and if there was global coordination to suppress usage to the point where the liquidity, the people who put their money in Bitcoin because they trust it and want to use it, dries up in a severe or permanent way. So number one, things that could challenge like the core dynamics of Bitcoin. The first one is if there was some sort of governance or protocol failure, because at its core, more than anything else, Bitcoin is a network, okay? A network of users whose computers run the same code, the Bitcoin protocol. If a small group of them, developers, miners who have a lot of like computing power, who mine a lot of blocks, other key stakeholders, somebody like Michael Saylor, gained unilateral control and they pushed through controversial changes like the decision to remove the hard cap on the supply if they decided to censor transactions, Bitcoin would lose the most valuable thing it has going for it, which is its core trust assumption. All these people who use it trust it. And I want to point out that this is very unlikely, but it's possible. Monero right now is undergoing a consensus level potential network attack. And it's big. Not as big as Bitcoin, but another thing that could happen in the same vein is that there could be a hard fork. Maybe the Bitcoin community splits along a line of ideology and it goes wrong. If there are two or more competing chains that emerge from a hard fork, that's what a hard fork is, when the chain splits in two, the ledger splits off, these computers maintain this copy going forward, and these users, they maintain this copy, abide by these new rules. That could affect liquidity, right? Some of the money's gonna go over here, some of it's gonna go over here. It could damage the brand enough that neither chain regains dominance, and forks have happened in Bitcoin's history, Litecoin, Bitcoin Cash, but that could be a challenge. The opposite problem is if there was like, the network was too slow to react in the face of a big problem, like governance paralysis, because there are serious threats coming, like quantum computing. And the Bitcoin community is mostly like aligned around how to address them, but it's a democratic thing. And so there could be a lot of stagnation. It could be slow to make a decision in a way that allows a critical vulnerability to linger until it gets exploited and then it's too late. That brings us to security failures. Like I mentioned, if there's a quantum computing breakthrough and it leapfrogs current public key cryptography faster than the network can adapt, an attacker could drain wallets, they could reorganize the chain. There could be a 51% attack. Somebody could buy or obtain through other means 51% of the nodes, the computers that maintain that ledger, and essentially change it however they want. I think that's unlikely. Again, it would be extremely expensive because you would have to basically buy 50% of Bitcoin's network. It could be possible if governments with like massive resources did something, if Bitcoin's hash rate dropped or the supply chain for miners was captured somehow, that would be a serious threat. There could be a critical software bug, like if there's an undiscovered problem in the Bitcoin core code, that could lead to a loss of funds. It could lead to a necessary quick hard fork. It could cause hyperinflation. And there could be external suppression, because right now governments and institutions are paying attention. If there was some sort of coordinated global regulation, like the US, the EU, China, India, Japan all decided to implement a synchronized ban on exchanges, on mining, Bitcoin commerce, then that would impair liquidity and definitely would cut off access to on and off ramps. Again, because of legislative changes recently, I don't think that's likely. The US is interested in protecting our right to self-custody, is interested in getting Bitcoin, but it doesn't seem like taking over, and it would be hard. We would see it coming if they wanted to do that. And of course, something like a central bank digital currency, I think they're often overblown, but if it achieved overwhelming adoption and got integrated into an existing payment rail, in tandem with regulation that made Bitcoin redundant or illegal or something for most users, that would be threatening. And most of all is the legal risk for holding it. If there's criminalization of self-custody in key jurisdictions with aggressive enforcement, heavy penalties, then that would probably turn off everybody but the most hardcore users. Economic and social dynamics. Bitcoin's value is like dollars. It's partly sustained by belief and by usage. If there was a better, more widely trusted, or technically superior alternative that, you know, was more private, more scalable, quantum resistant from day one, if it was fast, it was cheap, Bitcoin could fade like MySpace did to Facebook. Of course, lots of those blockchains exist. None of them have achieved the network effects Bitcoin has, and that helps it maintain its dominance. There's also the store of value narrative. If there was a prolonged period of extreme volatility, massive drawdowns without a recovery, that could convince maybe even long-term holders that Bitcoin is not a reliable hedge against inflation or a good investment. There could be crypto-native products that compete with it, stablecoins, certainly for payments, DeFi assets, cross-chain settlement layers. If they solve Bitcoin's use cases with lower friction, people might stop using Bitcoin. And then there are environmental or physical risks. If there is an energy price shock, sudden, sustained spikes in energy prices, that could force miners offline. And the miners are like the means by which we update the ledger. If we lost our ability to do that, it would become very difficult. It would reduce security because there are less miners online, and that would reduce trust. That would really harm the network. So if mining becomes too geographically concentrated, and say, you know, I don't know, a big mining facility in Texas or in China is hit by regulation or war or disaster or an energy shortage, then the network could suffer. And of course, the disaster could be man-made. It could be like an EMP, a major internet outage affecting a mining hub that could disrupt the consensus of the network, the ability for the people to submit and process transactions. Again, I don't think this is likely. We would have much bigger problems if something like that happened. Your grocery store and your bank would stop working. But all of these things, as unlikely as they may be, have consequences that, you know, for Bitcoin could be really catastrophic. So inevitable, it's not the same as inevitable forever. That's all I can think about for now, but I'm curious if you think I missed anything, if there's anything you would add, or if you have any questions. And let me close by saying I'm bullish on Bitcoin. I think it is the best form of money in terms of value in the form of dollars and cents we've ever created, for its ability to be easy to use anywhere in the world almost instantly, uncensorably, and growing in value over time. So this is not me saying I think Bitcoin's going to zero. I don't. This is just, it's good. It's good to think about the alternatives so that you know the opinion you hold, however strongly, is well informed. I hope that helps.